Hi friends, you're listening to How to Go Vegan podcast. My name's Trish Roberts. Is it possible to really be vegan when animal ingredients are everywhere? Although it's true that in today's world it is almost impossible to avoid using some non-vegan items or ingredients, it is also true that avoiding most of them is easier than you think. The rising number of vegans each year has created an increased demand for vegan products, so much so that today there are many incredibly delicious, easy attainable, and easy to prepare substitutes that would have seemed miraculous to vegan pioneers, such as pizza and ice cream. There's also a growing number of high-quality replacements for non-vegan clothing, toiletries, cleaning products, household items, and anything else we need to live without exploiting animals. Every time anyone takes a stand for non-human animals and their right to live free from human oppression, he or she moves all of humanity one giant step closer to a vegan world, where animal fat in our tires and crushed insects in our food will be but a distant memory of less civilized times. In the meantime, we can at least do our very best to avoid animal ingredients and businesses wherever possible. Gentle World received a very thoughtful letter from a reader echoing sentiments that we hear fairly frequently. In the hopes that our response might be helpful to others, considering the finer points of veganism, we have reproduced both letter and reply. Here's the letter. Quote, I'm a vegetarian who does consume eggs, cheese, and milk from farms where animals are raised humanely, in brackets, or at least as far as I can tell they are raised humanely, end brackets. The whole issue of vegetarianism and veganism intrigues me because it kind of questions our whole sense of what it means to be ethical. I don't think even vegans can say they don't contribute to the harm of other animals. What if you purchase clothing made in China, Bangladesh, Vietnam, India? You're supporting companies who employ terrible labor practices, effectively supporting sweatshop labor. What if you purchase virtually any electronic equipment? Almost all electronics are made in Asia, in factories with poor labor conditions. What if you purchase bread? It was probably made from grain harvested by huge industrial machines. That machine and others like it kill small animals such as rodents and rabbits that might not get out of the way of the machine in time. I think there is a considerable point to be made regarding intention. That is, when buying a steak, you are well aware that an animal was killed to provide you said steak. However, when buying a vegan rye loaf, you know that it could have been made without any animals being harmed, and most people probably never consider that an animal could have been harmed in the making of vegan bread. They assume vegan bread could in no way involve the harming or killing of animals, even though it likely does. But because a vegan diet is intentionally doing as little harm to animals as possible, I think there is an ethical difference between a vegan and an omnivore, even if both end up harming animals in some way. And she continues, part of my point is that if you want to live a relatively, quote, normal, end quote, life, where you participate in the mainstream economy, you buy food from a grocery store, you buy clothes from local superstores or the mall, you buy electronics at Best Buy or online, you are at some point or another supporting a company or system which harms or violates another life. To truly do no harm or very little harm to others, one would have to make one's own clothes, grow one's own food, eschew or make one's own electronics, in brackets, even the production of electricity often does damage to animals, e.g. birds killed by wind turbines, in brackets. One would have to do nearly everything for themselves, or as part of a small cooperative community. Personally, I aim to be aware of how my actions and purchases affect other people and animals. I'm aware that my lifestyle in some ways still supports and contributes to the harm of other beings, but I aim to minimize the harm while still living in mainstream society. So I think it should be a goal of vegans to make peaceful living mainstream not just on the dinner table, but in the dresser and in all aspects of life. And this is Gentle World's reply. Dear friend, thank you for your thoughtful letter. You express sentiments that we hear frequently from people who are considering a shift to veganism, and we understand where you're coming from. Of course, it's true that there is no way to completely eliminate the harm that one does just by being alive on this planet. It is an unfortunate fact that our society operates in such a way as to make it impossible for an individual to participate to any significant degree without, as a result, being implicit in harms against other animals, both human and non-human. However, we don't feel that this fact should prohibit us from doing what we can to avoid participating in the most grievous harms. The worldwide enslavement of animals for human pleasure is an ethical atrocity, and we believe that eliminating one's support for animal-based industries is an essential first step in aligning oneself with the principles of justice and non-violence. This is not limited simply to one's diet, but extends to all aspects of life, clothing, cosmetics, etc., where animals are treated as commodities rather than as sentient beings with an interest in their own lives and freedom. Whether, quote, factory farmed, end quote, quote, free range, end quote, quote, cage free, end quote, or raised on small family farms, there are no exceptions to this as long as animals are being bought, sold, and used as economic production units. As you say, though, veganism is simply a first step. But from that perspective, we are in a better position to look at other areas of life to see where else we can minimize our contribution to other harmful industries, such as the production of clothing, electronics, etc. For instance, Gentle World believes in purchasing second-hand as much as possible, so as not to support other industries that ravage the planet. There are so many items of clothing already in existence that it's possible to eliminate one's dependency on clothing manufacturers without having to make our own. With regard to electronics, we do our best to buy them second-hand wherever possible and to take excellent care of them so that we don't have to replace them too frequently. Naturally, we are in agreement with you that, quote, it should be a goal of vegans to make peaceful living mainstream, not just on the dinner table, but in the dresser and in all aspects of life, end quote. That is what Gentle World is all about. Once again, thank you for your thoughtful and respectful letter, and we wish you the best in your pursuit of a life that is in alignment with your values. Quote, I am only one, but still I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something, and because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do something that I can do. End quote. By Helen Keller, 1880 to 1968. If I may, I would like to just underline Gentle World's response to this woman, who is vegetarian. Donald Watson, in 1944, coined the word vegan because he recognized that vegetarianism did not go far enough, that it was a halfway measure, that vegetarianism still involved participating in the violence of animal exploitation because we are still eating, wearing, and using animals. In fact, dairy involves more harm than if one were only eating flesh alone. By becoming vegan, we are addressing the most obvious harms, and there are several podcasts on this site focusing on these issues, a number from Gentle World on what's wrong with vegetarianism, and also there's my episode Humane, What's in a Word, which I invite you to listen to. Being vegan is not all we can do to lead a non-violent life, but it is a first step. We must stop participating in harm wherever humanly possible. There are things beyond our control, and intent is important, but we cannot really call ourselves ethical if we do not do whatever is humanly possible to avoid participating in violence towards non-humans and humans. Thanks to Angel Flynn from Gentle World. Angel Flynn is the Director of Outreach at Gentle World, for the kind permission to use this essay and other essays. And as usual, please read my full disclaimer about external sites, social media sites, products that may be mentioned, individuals, organizations, groups, and so forth. Till next time, bye for now.